Welcome, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Mike Hughes, Vice President with Kaleida Health. For procedure this morning, John Cuomo, the Kaleida Health Board Chair, first to my right, and Robert Gioia, second on my right, Chair of the Great Lakes Health Board, will give remarks, and then they will open up for a Q&A. Please make sure you get all your questions in. This is the only media availability that we will be doing today. Joey Lomeo is out rounding with employees at all of our sites, so he will not be available today. Jim Caskey is out of town. Finally, if you could please turn off your page or your cell phones and pagers or put them on vibrate. And with that, we'll get started. John Cuomo.
Thanks, Michael. Good morning, everyone, and Robert and I both appreciate you making time to join us today. As we communicated across the Kaleida and ECMC systems first thing this morning, and obviously announced publicly a couple hours ago, Jim Caskey has resigned from his positions as CEO of both the Kaleida and Great Lakes Health Systems. That was the result of a unanimous decision by the Board of Directors of Kaleida that a change in leadership was necessary. We absolutely thank Jim for his outstanding service, not only to our organization, but to the entire Western New York community. During his 10 years as President and CEO of Kaleida, our accomplishments have been numerous and significant. And at the top of that list would be the opening of this incredible world-class facility where we sit this morning, the heart of a medical campus that's not only changing the look of Buffalo, but is positioning Kaleida, Great Lakes, and our region to be a provider of best-in-class healthcare for the benefit of this community and beyond. And for that and many more very notable achievements over the last 10 years, both our organizations and the entire community owe Jim a significant debt of gratitude, and we wish him continued success in the years ahead. So why the change, and why now? Making a leadership change is the most difficult decision any board ever has to make. As we've monitored, observed, and overseen the ups and downs, the highs and lows of all operations and activities across the Kaleida system over the last year in particular, we determined a change was needed. A change not in strategy or direction, not in what we were doing, but how we were making it happen or not. And that meant a change in leadership. Very difficult, but very necessary change. And it's a change to ensure we respond even more effectively and efficiently to the dynamic and rapidly evolving world of healthcare, that we redesign our business model at both Kaleida and Great Lakes to not only fully leverage the many strengths of our systems, but to much better optimize results and outcomes for our benefit, as well as those of the entire community. That we deliver a new children's hospital across the street to bring even better world-class care to children and families from near and far. And let me repeat that. We will break ground in a few short months on a new children's hospital. No waffle, no wobble, no wiggle. I say that for the benefit of the man sitting next to me and the OSHA organization he leads, who have so generously provided funding and confidence in support of that new facility. And I say it to all who have committed to fund and finance the new hospital, and everyone in this community who depend on the incredible work the physicians, nurses, and world-class team under the leadership of Cheryl Class and Allegra Geros deliver each and every day. This is about more effectively collaborating with ECMC and UB, our Great Lakes partners, to create the best healthcare system in the region. And that means turning the excellent collaboration achieved to date into much more robust and complete integration in the months and years ahead. This is about ensuring the benefits of UB's new medical school and our critically important relationship with the university is maximized. This is about better partnering with labor to solve the very real and overwhelming challenge of dramatically shrinking hospital patient volumes and the need for a much different business model. It's about working with our payers, all of them, to better solve the need for even higher quality, but all the more cost-efficient services. This is about building a much stronger primary care network that partners with us to serve and represent the interests of both their patients and our system. This is about changing culture to ensure we're the provider of choice, whether that be for the doctors, nurses, or patients. This is about being a leader of leaders and much better balancing collaboration, cooperation, and competition between and among all healthcare providers in this region. Simply put, this is about being the best. That's what we expect of ourselves, and that's what this community should expect from us. Again, this is not a change in strategy, focus, or direction. This is a change to ensure we deliver on our promise to ourselves, the patients we serve, all of our partners, and the community at large. Which is why, as we plan our next steps on the path forward, we're very pleased to have Jody LeMayo as our interim CEO. Naming Jody, we have a leader who has not only been our partner in all that has been accomplished at Great Lakes, but frankly, a leader who has very effectively navigated a similar change not that many years ago. You know, over the last 5 years as CEO of ECMC has been outstanding in building and creating a system and culture that has very effectively served all of its constituents. One who models collaborative leadership, but all with a keen business eye on results and outcomes. That will be a leader of leaders in working with our current Kaleida leadership team to determine the optimal path forward for our organization as well as all of Great Lakes. To develop that right next best structure and organization to take the tremendous assets we have across our entire system, most importantly our talented team and intellectual capital, to even more efficiently and effectively achieve our vision of a best-in-class and more fully integrated system. And pace matters. Time is of the essence. We've got no opportunity to call time out and regroup. Be assured we're marching forward full steam ahead. And be very assured our entire board in this organization is fully engaged and fully committed to achieve the intended and necessary outcomes. And we look forward to coming back to you in the weeks and months ahead, give you even more clarity on how we're going to make that happen. But in the interim, be assured the entire Kaleida team is laser-focused on serving our patients and meeting the needs of everyone in this community who are counting on us to be the best system in the region. Be the best means that we need to earn the trust and confidence of our patients, service providers, partners, and everyone we touch each and every day. And that means we need to be even better in all that we do. We will. Robert?
Thank you, and thank you all for being here. Thank you, John. I too, want to begin by echoing John's comments, thanking Jim. 7 years ago, we didn't even know what Great Lakes looked like or should look like, and I think today where we're sitting is a result of his hard effort and collaboration with not only UB but also with ECMC. I want to wish Jim and his family well and all the best as he moves on. Jim was the right man at the right time when we were handed Berger's Commission's report and recommendations, and as the unusual community in Western New York, we embraced the changes, and we continue to embrace change as we're here today talking to you about change. Jim has helped collaborate with UB, ECMC, and strengthen that relationship over the last 6 years. Jim was the right person at the right time, just as Jody is the right person and the right time today. By bringing together the physicians, the hospitals, and the service providers within the network, and Mike, I think it's well over 13,000 employees. This is a people business, and the lives that we touch, how many people does a
million patient visits a year combined.
So we're talking about people, we're talking about Western New York and what is best for Western New York. Let me talk a little bit about change. And being the head of the foundation that is all about change and being a catalyst for change, change is not easy. Change needs to happen in order for us to progress. We need to respect the past and we need to embrace the future. I commend the boards and their leadership in making those changes and doing it in a way that is best for the outcomes in Western New York. So I want to emphasize that we will continue to serve you, the public, and with the care that you rightly deserve. There are many moving pieces within this industry, and we need to stay ahead, and we need to stay engaged, and today's action is doing just that. Thank you.